Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you had that confession, praise God. Hallelujah. Come on. Hallelujah. Ask the Lord myself. Hallelujah. God, my soul. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Teach me in your word daily. Hallelujah. He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. He bless God for tribute. Amen. But how about we give God a praise? Hallelujah. If you really want him to magnify you, just tell him to give him a real praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's the highest. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise be to the Lord God. Hallelujah to the God of Abraham.
Thank you for stopping by, amen, and sharing your love with us, amen. Thank God for you.
amen, for everybody, amen, the little children, amen, even those that are absent. We bless God, amen, because truly his presence is in the house.
Amen.
I wasn't strong enough. I said the presence of the Lord is here.
Amen.
And I know he's here because he came in when I came in. I brought him with me. I don't know about you. Amen. Hallelujah. You see me coming, you see Jesus.
Hallelujah.
If I bring it with me everywhere I go, amen. And we bless God, amen. Still, amen, on fire. Praise God. Amen. From that song, amen. Lord, my steps, amen. That's a testimony. Praise God. It's my testimony. I wake up in the morning, Lord, let this day be your day. Amen. The best day of my life, that Jesus Christ was big on the inside of me, all my steps, words, my mouth, amen, so nothing vile will come out. Hello. Amen. If you don't set, consecrate your mouth to the Lord, you're not going to say anything. From a lie, amen, to profanity. Come on, somebody. The flesh will do just what the flesh does. Amen.
Yeah.
And so we consecrate our tongue, amen, and our eyes and our ears and everything that's a part of us. We consecrate it and give it to the Lord, amen, that he was sanctified in that day. Praise God. St. Mark, amen, chapter 5. Praise God, amen. St. Mark, chapter 5. Praise the Lord, amen. We're going to go from 36. We're going to have responsive reading. Then we're going to go down to verse 41. Glory to God. And we're going to read it together. From 21 to 36, responsive reading. And when we get to, we'll go down to verse 41 and we'll all read that together. Amen. Glory to God. When you get it, say amen. If you don't have it, say wait.
Amen.
I can wait. Praise the Lord. Amen. The word of the Lord is true. Amen. I want everybody to follow in the reading, so we got a moment. Praise God. Amen. When I stop talking, you know, it came from the Bible, Pastor didn't write this book. Amen?
Amen.
Glory to God. Are we ready?
Amen.
St. Mark chapter 5, verse 21 says, and when Jesus was passed over again by ship unto the other side, much people gathered unto him, and he was nigh unto the sea. And besought him greatly, saying, my little daughter lieth at the point of death. I pray thee, come and lay thy hands on her, that she may be healed, and she shall live.
And
a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years. When she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. And straightway the fountain of her blood dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed.
And
his disciples said unto him, thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and said, thou who touched me?
And he looked around to see her that had done this thing.
But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done of her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. While he yet spake, there came from the ruler of the synagogue's house certain which said, thy daughter is dead. Why troublest thou the master any further? Verse 41. And he took the damsel by the hand and said unto her, Talitha kumai, which is being interpreted, damsel, I say unto thee, arise. Amen. You may be seated. Glory to God. Be not afraid,
only believe. Damsel, arise. Talitha kumai. After that, Jesus had calmed the raging seas before he got to this point. He crossed over the region into Gadarene, where he healed a man. This man had been possessed with legions of demons for many years. But he knew that the deliverer had come on sight, and he began to, when he cried out to him, he didn't do it, glory to God, amen, out of, you know, like, I'm worshiping you, but he was scared because he knew that Jesus had power to send him. Come on, somebody. Amen. So Jesus sent the demons, and they came out of him by the request of the man because he knew they had to go somewhere, into the swine. The swine ran in the river, and they drowned. We know the story. If you don't, read Mark back up in the chapter. And when the people in town heard of this, they came running to see what happened, and they saw the man who was a lunatic, out of his mind. He was crazy, and he was sitting clothed and in his right mind. And then they heard what happened to the swine, which were their pigs, their meat, I guess, and they were afraid, and they asked Jesus to leave. Hello? Fear made them send their blessing away. But after that, Jesus ran into Jairus on the way, and Jairus was one of the rulers of the synagogue, the church, and his daughter was dying. He asked Jesus to come and heal his daughter. But on the way to Jairus' house, how many know that sometimes when you ask Jesus for something, you ask God to move in your life, on his way to bless you, sometimes somebody else may need him on the way. Hello, somebody.
Right.
Glory to God. Amen. Because he was delayed in coming, don't mean he's not coming.
Right.
Because he's delayed to answer, don't mean the answer isn't coming. Hello, somebody.
Amen.
But he stopped by on the way to bless somebody else. Or somebody else ran into him, whatever case is. But on the road to Jairus' house, there was a woman who was very ill. We know the story of the woman that had that issue of blood. Glory to God. And she just wanted to touch him. Glory to God. But you've got to know that her touch was not just an ordinary touch.
Yes.
She didn't just want, you know, somebody brushed by you and you are just bump into you or whatever the case may be, and you know, you just count it as nothing. I mean, some people do. We got some people you can't even brush by. What, you want to move aside? All you did was touch her. So, I mean, people that are normal, you know, they you brush by them and they say, okay, you know what, nothing. But this touch, that this woman touched Jesus, the hem of his garment, she knew that she couldn't get through him for the press because there were so many people around him and so many people wanted something from him. But if I could just crawl through the crowd and just touch the hem of his garment, this is how much faith she had in the Son of God, that if I could just touch him a little bit. Just a little bit of word. That's all. Just give me something that I can that can latch my teeth on to. I know I'll be made whole. You don't have to give it a whole thing. Just give me a little bit of Jesus.
Yeah.
Glory to God. Amen. My mind goes back to the woman that asked him to heal her daughter, and he said, I can't give you give that which is holy unto the dogs. I can't give you what belongs to the children of God. And she said, yes, but even the dogs can get the crumbs from the master's table. I don't need the whole plate. Just give me a little crumb. Glory to God. Tell somebody, be not afraid, only believe. So she had issues that she needed deliverance from. She needed healing, and that issue was there for 12 long years. And no doubt, amen, she'd gone to everybody she could think of for help. Mama, daddy, brother, sister, the doctor, lawyer, Indian chief, whatever the case, anybody that she thought can help. You do that sometimes. Glory to God. And every door you go to, God closes it in your face. You can't get no help from nobody. Glory to God. Why? Because God wants you to come to him. So she didn't have no recourse here. They said he was opening blind eyes and walking on water and common seas. And surely if I could just touch the hem of his garment, I know I'll be made whole.
Yeah.
I don't have to get in the press. I don't even have to be, he didn't even got to see me. I can sneak up behind and call somebody.
Amen.
Nicodemus thought he could sneak up behind and come on somebody. Some people just want to get. Ain't nobody got to know I'm saved. I go to the back door and get Jesus.
Amen.
Glory to God, amen. But that touch, amen, was not an ordinary touch. Glory to God. She had spent all of her money on doctors, but nobody can heal her. But when she learned that Jesus was passing by, when you've got the power right in your face, why in the world would you allow yourself to just ignore what God has placed before you?
Amen.
We, some of us, we want to put a little bit of a dip in there. Oh, you ain't got to go to church all the time. Oh, you ain't got to pray all the time. Oh, you ain't got to. We just want to dip and dab a little bit. We want to touch just a, we don't want to get it. Oh, glory to God. But he's right there in your face with everything you need, glory to God. And we're going everywhere else but to the master. We're going everywhere else but to the healer. We believe anything anybody else say, long as it's pleasing to our flesh, so that we don't have to surrender and submit unto the Father.
Right.
Glory to God. But she had to run out of money. She had no choice. So she heard that the power was passing by. Come on, somebody.
Right.
Sometimes you get in the house, you got to just get in the power. Some folks go in the house of God and they sit down and look like not on a law. Why in the world are you there?
Right.
You didn't bring nothing. Come on, somebody. Why are you there if you can't give your worship unto the Lord? If you can't give yourself unto God, the Bible says praise is destroyed in yoke. When you cross the threshold of the door of the house of God, you're yoked up with anything the enemy will place on you. Some of you are so burning down, you're walking humped over, and you won't get in the press.
Well,
songwriter said, order my steps. Lead me, guide me. Every, how can he guide you, glory to God, when he's leading you in one direction and your mind and your heart is way back on something else? You got to focus.
All right.
You got to bring your mind into God. When I say bring your mind in our service, I don't just mean it just to be said something, but you got to bring your focus into God so you can get what it is that God has for you. Hello? So she had spent all of her money and the doctors, amen, couldn't cure her. But glory to God, the power of God was in the house. God was passing by. And I knew, glory to God, amen. Within her heart, she knew, glory to God, that if I could just get in there, glory to God, amen, I got to get this power. I've tried everything else. Nobody could help me. So she pressed her way to him. Through all of the crowd of people that was there. And she probably thought in her mind, he won't even know I touched him. But God knows even the hairs on your head. You can't count the number of hairs on your head, but the Lord knows every number of hair on your head. You can't touch him and he, hallelujah. You can't touch him and he don't know you touched him.
Amen.
Glory to God. I don't care where you are. You can be the chiefest of sinners. You can be the archbishop of wherever. But when you touch him, he'll know you touched him, glory to God. And I ain't talking about just a little brush back, you know, I'm going to come back, I always say we need touches. Not that kind of touch, but I'm going there because I need to touch the Lord. I need deliverance, I need healing, I need my mind set straight. I'm going into the house of the Lord to get what God has to sanctify me. A real touch from the Lord, not playing games. Glory to God, so she pressed her way. Glory to God, amen. And she was determined that if I could just touch the hem of his clothes, just one touch, surely I will be healed. Glory to God, I'll be delivered. I'll be set free from my issue. Glory to God, it wasn't even a touch of the clothes, but it was the faith, Bishop.
Yes.
My God,
amen.
You know it takes faith to move the hands
yes.
of God.
Yes.
People of God are not operating in faith. It ain't something you can see. It won't even sound right. It won't even look right. But your heart says because it's God and because it's written in the word of God, it's the truth. And that tells it, I don't care what the devil says, but I have faith that I can touch that word.
Right.
My God.
Amen.
With longing, glory to God, amen, because of her faith and all the effort that she was put forth to touch him. Amen. Just one touch, glory to God, immediately, not next week, next month, glory to God, amen, immediately she was healed.
Yeah.
Glory to God, can you imagine desperation, glory to God, amen, to have that sort of desperation that I just want to get to know my God. Glory to God, just move on. I don't have time right now. Put that telephone on mute, hang it up, turn it off. I need to get in the presence of my God. I got to touch the hem of his garment. I need to be made whole.
Yeah.
Not stuff we going through. Glory to God, that signifies, glory to God, that we're losing connection. Amen. Our elder, amen, Minister Marion, was just talking again about what God has given her for the people to share with the people. We need to take heed to what the Spirit of God is saying, Lord God, because I bear here her witness, Lord God, to bear you witness, Lord God, that not many days since you're going to see the move of God, and you're going to say, the Lord is true.
Amen.
Glory to God. We don't have time. Be not afraid. Only believe. Glory to God, amen. But this, like I said, wasn't an ordinary touch. This was a touch of somebody who was looking for the daddy,
right,
looking for my father.
Uh-huh.
You know how there's children, amen. I remember when I was a young lady, even when I was an adult and I was married, if I felt bad, I wanted to get to my mama's house so I could get in her bed and just lay down. I felt like if I can get in mama's bed, everything will be all right. I ain't nothing she did. I just wanted to lay in my mom's bed. Glory to God. Amen. And you feel like when you get to the Father, if I can just get to my Father, I hear you, doctor. I hear you, mama. I even hear you, husband and wife right now. But I hear my children. But right now, I need to hear from my daddy.
All right.
Glory to God, because he makes ways out of no way. Glory to God. Amen. When you press, amen, to him, he'll turn to you. What he looked, all that crowd around him, and they were so amazed. They're like, what is he talking about? Who touched me? All these people, hundreds and thousands of people, and he want to know who touched them. He said, somebody touched me. They thought he was crazy. What? Who touched you? What is God know? Is he okay? He was like, no, this touch wasn't like any other touch.
Yeah.
She took something from him. Glory to God. I dare not come in the house of God and not touch him. Glory to God. I dare not come in the house of God and don't take something from him. Glory to God. Don't touch his word. Don't apply it to me. Don't put it on the inside of me so I can receive my healing and my deliverance. This is a touch. Glory to God. Amen. That he, amen. He knew. Amen. And he turned to her. Glory to God. Amen. And glory to God. He just looked at her. Glory to God. He said, daughter, your faith has made you whole. Hello, somebody.
Right.
Your faith.
Hallelujah.
Be not afraid.
Yes.
Only believe. Glory to God. But let's get back to Jairus. Amen. See, now this is what God, this is how powerful our God is. He's on his way to something, but he had to stop and do something. Come on. Yeah. Oh, glory. Glory to God. What you need, God got.
Yes.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. It ain't no game, and it's not just a fancy cliche or a word written for a song, but it's the truth. Glory to God. Amen. And it's not a lie. Whatever you need, God has it.
Amen.
Glory to God. He said, I'll give you every need. You come to me. Glory to God. In the name of the Son. Ask, Jesus said, in my name. Tell somebody, be not afraid.
Only believe.
But back to Jairus. After that, Jairus' family came running to tell him, brother, don't even worry about the master. Don't trouble him no more. He took so long coming. You remember Mary, Mom?
Mm-hmm.
Our brother already did. But the family running, Jairus, leave the master alone. She's dead. Your daughter is already there. But Jesus didn't clench and he didn't miss a beat. He turned and said, be not afraid.
Right.
Only believe. I don't care what they say. That's what the people say. You follow me.
Amen.
Only believe. Glory to God. He followed the master.
Yeah.
On to his house. You see, when Jesus came over the coast of Gadara, glory to God, he came to minister to the needs of the Gadarenes. And he barely let his feet touch the ground before this lunatic came running to him, and he called himself Legion. This was a man that had so many demons they couldn't even name themselves. They called himself Legion. And how many know that Legion is an army, a Roman army, about 3,000 to 6,000?
Yeah.
That's a lot of people to be in one person.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of spirits. We taught this in Bible study the other night that when you mess up and you go out there, you done got clean, you go back out there, that demon come back in to get 7 more. Can you imagine 3,000? You stay out there long enough, you're going to have 3,000 to 6,000. You got lesions on the inside. Now you're coming to the house of God, and pastor got to rub and slot and smoke trying to get you out of that stuff.
All right.
When you should have stayed in the first place.
Right.
The devil don't like you. Get this in your head if you don't get nothing else. I don't care how good it sounds to the flesh. don't even care how good it feels to the flesh. People are going on their feelings. Your feeling is going to take you straight to hell and straight to the grave. Your feeling is going to kill you. Many people are dying of AIDS right now because of feeling. It felt good.
Amen.
For what, a second or two? And now you're dead. A walking dead man, a walking dead woman, because you couldn't wait.
Right.
Hello, somebody. Because you couldn't do what the Lord said. It felt good. Oh, she's good. Oh, he's good. Glory to God. Jesus had just come from the other side of the lake. He was working miracles over there, but he came over here to rock the house.
All right.
Glory to God. Amen.
Yes.
New on power. All you got to do is surrender what you got, everything you got, over to the Lord. God don't play. But his feet had barely touched the ground. And before Jesus was on the other side of the lake ministering to those who was in need, those whose faith brought them miracles, signs, and wonders by his hand. See, they'd heard on this side what he'd done on that side. And they were already waiting for him. Glory to God. Amen. When you know the power of God, you've seen the move of God, why in the world would you still be out there?
All right.
Huh? You ought to be on the shores waiting for the master's ship to come in. When the deacons get to the church to open the doors, which it's supposed to be, you ought to be parked outside waiting to come in. When the praise leaders get ready to lead praise and worship, you ought to be saying, come on, let's get started. We've been here long enough, no talking, let's get started. Ready, come ready at the ocean, looking, because I heard the power of God. I heard the move of God. I heard what God does, amen. And I know that I'm a child of God, and I need his strength because I got a whole week to go, and everything that think it could do will be done around me. But I need the power of God to stand. Hello? Order my steps. Remember that song? Glory to God. So don't be afraid. Just believe. He taught them by parables, which are scenarios, stories, in the understanding. When you don't have an understanding, he gave them stories. Because, see, when he talked to them of spiritual things, they didn't quite get it. So he had to tell them a story so that they can understand what he's saying that relate to their lifestyle so he'll understand it. He spoke to their infirmities, and he stopped their infirmities. He called out devils. He opened blind eyes. Hello, somebody. And that ain't all he did. The book can't hold it up. Be not afraid. Only believe. He had fellowship with publicans and tax collectors. Hello? Because he said, I came to those who are sick, because those who are well don't need a physician. If you are all right and your mind is okay and you're so holy and you don't need the Lord, then why are you here?
Amen.
He came for those like me who need him. I need him. I need you now. I need you now. I need you every day, every minute, every hour. I need you. Glory to God. Well, they were there waiting, glory to God. And he was doing exploits, great exploits and miracles. Amen. Because they were perceptive. They saw it. They were those. Think that they didn't have opposition. The scribes, the Pharisees, the Sanhedrin, they didn't want no parts of them, but the people knew. They saw. Don't care what the opposition say. You better stand firm on what you know in God,
right,
and get to know God. That's why people can't stand, because they come to church once a month. Hello, y'all don't have to say amen. It's the truth. Just say it's the truth. Or come every now and then. Don't come to Bible study. Won't come to Sunday school so you can learn about God. Won't pick up your Bible except for Sunday to Sunday. And you don't know the power of God. And all of your good talking don't mean nothing, because guess what? When the trouble and the rubber heats the, what is it, the rubber hit the road? When the rubber meets the road, then the Bible says, well, your trials test your faith. Because you don't know God. You don't spend time with him. And these people, all they wanted to do is be around him. So he had fellowship. He called, he encouraged a Samaritan woman. And we know that the Jews back then, if you know your Bible, for Bible scholars, those who read their Bible from time to time, know that back then the Jews had no dealings with the Samaritans, but he met this woman at the well.
Yeah.
Hello? And he asked her for water when they told him, don't go through Samaria because we don't mess with them. He said, I got to go through Samaria. There's a need in Samaria.
Yeah.
Glory to God. They God, amen. The devil don't want you free. He'll tell you, I don't go to church. Let's go out. Half of your life were out Friday night, but it wasn't here. But he said, let's go out, let's go party. And God got a blessing for you right here in this house.
Amen.
Huh? Laying before your face. But the devil don't want you in the face of God. Glory to God, because he knows that deliverance is going to come. So you a Samaritan. Oh, don't mess with that. Jesus, come on and go. She don't want nothing. Every time you look around, she out there. Or he out there doing his thing. They don't want nothing. But Jesus, I came for her.
Yes,
sir. Mm-hmm. Yeah. With your bad temper, you already got to get, move out my way. Let me bless those that have need.
Amen.
Hello. She needs me, and I'm here for her. Glory to God. So he even encouraged the Samaritan woman at the well. And by the time he got through with her, she was a preacher. Y'all come see me. Glory. Told me something. She was running. We get the word and we keep it back. The Lord is good. For his greatness. People perishing all by the wayside and we don't talk to them. We don't minister to them, but this woman got down on the inside. She found out who Jesus was, and she took off running. He ministered to her, and she was a woman that the Jews had no part with. But she needed a Savior. Glory to God, amen. He stood there at the well of water, amen. He gave her living water. I don't know about you, but this water, like Jesus said, we're going to thirst again. But the living water that Jesus offered, amen, we will never thirst again. Give me the living water. Glory to God, amen. He turned, went, and not only that, you know, there's something about the water, walking on water, getting living water, and then he went to one wedding and turned water to wine.
Yeah. Yeah.
Something about the water.
Yeah.
So he said, look at me. Come to me and drink because I'm the living water. Your well will never run dry. See, we got to get a hold of that. We got to get a hold of that and grasp it like a fly. Or gnat on food. We got to hold on to it. Glory to God. Amen. You got to swat us and kill us to get us away from it. Help us somebody.
Amen.
We got to grab that word, amen, and strengthen everything we can out of it. Praise God. Because the living water on the inside of us keeps flowing. And the Bible says a river that's planted by the sea won't, you ain't go. I don't care how they do you. Your nourishment comes from the water. You may bend. You may go through some hard times. Some rough winds, but you won't break because your roots are rooted and grinded in the living water.
Right.
Be not afraid.
Yeah.
Only believe. He had fellowship, glory to God, with people that the scribes and Pharisees didn't think he should be fellowshipping with. They did not get the concept of salvation, deliverance. They didn't understand. Glory to God, amen. So, but he went to them anyway. His first miracle was the changing of wine. He stepped. Glory to God, right in the midst of confusion to regulate the minds of people to bring peace. Be not afraid. Only believe. And just glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Before Gadara, he was there teaching the multitude on seed planting. And when he taught them, not only did he teach them the Beatitudes, we call them, he also fed them right there. Sit down and eat. Glory to God. He gave them miracle food. He taught them how, see, he followed the word with signs. Glory to God. Hello? The word of God is followed with signs and wonders. He gave them the word, and then he fed them miracle food, signs and wonders. When you give the word, God will follow his word with signs and wonders. Let me tell you something. Glory to God, the holy place of God is not for shame and for gain, glory to God, and filth and lucre, but it's to bless the people of God. First, feed them a word, and then bring them a miracle. Oh, God. Glory to God. Be shunned of the water. The word of God. Glory to God, you got to first receive this thing. Glory to God. And when, as a young man, was following the will of his father in heaven, his mother and his father came looking for him. He may have been, glory to God, even wandering. I don't know. I think he was headed for the temple. He found it, and they were looking for him. But his primary concern was to do the will of his father. He was only 12 years old. When you say 12-year-olds don't have nothing, no place in God, shut your mouth. the little babies have a place in God, because he said, suffer the little children to come unto me and forbid them not, because such as this one is the kingdom of heaven. In other words, you got to be as humble as that little child and obey the Lord if you want to make it into heaven. He ain't no grown folks up there. But I go, oh goodness, I'm grown, I ain't gone. That's not what I'm saying. Grown spirit. Humble yourself. Yes, Daddy, whatever you say, I will do. Your wish is my command. Hello. So his primary concern was doing the will of his father. In fact, he said, who is my mother, my brother? But he who do the will of my father. You want to be related to him, do the will of his father. You want to be called a son of God, do his will. God said, I'm a spirit. He that worships me must worship me in spirit and in truth. Give God everything you got. If you are in the will of the Father, then that'll make you a son. Huh?
Amen.
Woman, whatever, girl, you're still a son of the living God. Before Jesus came over to Gadara, he got in a ship with his disciples. Now, he never missed a beat. But on the way, a storm rose up and almost turned the ship over. Guess what? They had already walked with him for how many years now? Had already seen the miracles. Now he's in the ship, resting, and a storm arose. If the master is in the ship, you say you saved, you say you Holy Ghost filled, and we like to say by baptized, you say you got this thing to the utmost, and just because a little wind blows, just because a roof fly over your head, a storm come, you faint.
All right.
They begin to cry out, and he spoke to the wind.
Yeah.
He looked at him, he said, where is your faith? You know, I'm trying to lay down and just catch a nap before I go over here, because I know what's going to happen to the other side. They're going to wear me out.
Yeah.
I'm trying to catch me a nap. A little storm rolls, and you know you got me in the ship.
Well.
Hello? Where is your faith?
Right.
What in the world are you worried about? All right, wind, shut up. See me come. I'm going back to this. What? Simple is that. That's the power of the God that we serve. It sounds funny, but it's so true. It's simple. It's so simple, even a fool cannot err.
Amen.
But we make him so difficult and so complicated. God is not complicated. Only believe.
Yeah.
Only believe. Be not afraid. I don't care what your circumstances predict. Only believe God.
Yeah.
Glory to God. My God, my God. Glory to God. So I'm almost closing here. I know y'all getting tired. And I had y'all too long. Okay. Before he came over, glory to God, he began to speak, glory to God, to the sea. And he said, peace be still. That's all he said. So guess what? Now, Jairus had to receive his miracle. So immediately, the enemy would try to put doubt into your mind, just like he did Jairus, when those people came running to tell him. But as soon as Jesus heard those words from those people, what did he say to Jairus? Well, two people heard him. Be not afraid, only believe. This delay caused Jairus' daughter to die. But think about Lazarus now. Same delay. There was a purpose for everything. Power and necessity in God. It was necessary for his daughter to die, because it was necessary for Jesus to pull her up. Glory to God, and raise her up from her deathbed. They needed to see on that side the power of God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Some people need a sign. Glory to God. Amen. Sometimes I pray, God, you know, one of my prayers is usually, God, you know, show them a sign. Some people need a sign. But guess what? Jesus is the sign. If you don't get that sign, you ain't going to ever get it. Hello, somebody. He is the sign. That is sign, sealed, and delivered. Glory to God. Amen. Somebody show me some proof. He is the proof. Glory to God. Amen. So this delay, this hour, and a necessity, and sometimes it may seem as if the answer is not coming when you ask, but the answer is just delayed. Just remember what he told Jairus, fear not, only believe.
Yeah.
only believe. I hear you, doctor, but I gotta believe God.
Amen.
I gotta believe the word. I asked the Father, and he told me to fear not. I'm not afraid. I'm gonna hold on, glory to God. You do what you do while God do his thing. My God, when Jesus went to Jairus' daughter, he rebuked all the scoffers and the unbelievers. See, y'all going on. Go ahead. All your unbelievers. See, you can't do no miracles around unbelief. Those that don't believe, you got to kind of clear yourself of them. Yes, okay, all right. Let's just pray and go on. Okay. But when you got the ones that have faith, glory to God, amen, and he just spoke the word, Talitha Kumai, damsel arise, and she arose. Why? Because there were people there that believed. Hello.
Yes.
Glory to God. Amen. Jairus wanted his daughter back. So I don't care what y'all say. I saw the miracles that this man performed. So he told me to believe, and I believe. But y'all gone. Going out my house. I thank you. Thank you for coming, but see you. Here's your hat. What's your hurry? Glory to God. Amen. So they had going on. And then Jesus raised the daughter up. So whatever you need, glory to God, praying for what you need sometimes seem to be impossible. Don't be afraid. Just speak to you yourself and speak to your circumstances. You can say, Talitha Kumai. You can say, damsel, arise. Hallelujah. You can speak to your own situation. You can take dominion. You can take authority over the circumstance. You can take authority over the situation. You can say, damsel, arise. I know you've been going through. I know that there have been situations. I know that there have been circumstances. But damsel, arise. Be not afraid. Only believe. Glory to God. Praying. Glory to God, amen, for your unsaved children, amen, and they seem to be getting worse. Glory to God, be not afraid. Only believe, glory to God, praying for that job, amen, and you've been going job after job after job, and every time you fill out an application, glory to God, amen, it seems like, amen, it fails, glory to God, they turn you down or something else happens, glory to God, somebody else gets the job. Be not afraid. Glory to God. Only believe.
Amen.
Speak to that application before you turn it in and say, damn, go right.
That's right. Yeah.
God said, I take the foolish things of this world to conform the wise. I take the wise in their own craftiness. Sometimes you got to act foolish, amen, to the world. Glory to God. Because what seems natural and what seems sensible is foolishness to God. So take that application and fill it out, amen, in the name of Jesus. Speak to it. Speak life to that application and then turn it in with confidence and begin to glorify God. Don't be afraid. Only believe. Glory to God. Amen. We have let fear, glory to God, paralyze us over and over and over again in so many situations in our lives. We have no confidence in our own selves, let alone the things that we are able to accomplish, the ability that we have within us. We have no confidence, glory to God. But I speak to that dead situation. So speaking life into your dead situation by faith will cause it to rise up.
Yeah.
Glory to God back, amen, into death. But Jesus already conquered death. What you doing walking around with dead situations? How come there's no life in your life?
Yeah.
Hello, because he said, death, where is your sting? Where is your victory?
Yeah.
Glory to God, amen. Death has no dominion over you. I'm talking about this body because you won't leave this body. But whatever your circumstance or your situation is, you take the body. If you are a child of God, and if you're like Jairus, and you have the faith of God, do like he said, no matter what negative sound comes to you, you only believe and follow him.
Oh, yeah.
Wherever he is, you can't be right. You do what he tells you to do.
Yeah.
Not your circumstance. Don't let your circumstance predict who you are. Don't let your situation predict your life.
Yes.
The outcome don't have to be because of where you are. The theme for the month, for our conference, for our appreciation, they came up with the theme, the end of a thing is better than the beginning. Glory to God. So don't let your beginning be the cause of your ending. Hallelujah. Whatever my beginning is, whatever my right now is, it don't detect the end of this thing. Glory to God. Damsel, arise. Come back to life. Glory to God. Tell Luther comment. Glory to God. Amen. Reach out. Praying for spiritual growth and increase in ministry. And it seems that there's no power. You're having to say, speak to that situation, to that ministry. Glory to God and say, come alive. Damsel, arise.
Yes.
Talitha Kumai. glory to God. You're praying, glory to God, hallelujah, for your loved ones, glory to God. Whatever you believe in God for, whatever your circumstance, whatever your situation, keep on believing him. Don't let doubt creep in because it don't look like. We need to get rid of don't look like. We're looking too much. We see too much. Sometimes it's good to just close your eyes to a situation.
Yeah.
Holy
yeah.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Glory to God. Amen. A blind man, glory to God, don't know nothing. He can't see nothing. Hello? Glory to God. Amen. We need to be blind to the things of this world. And our things open to the power of God. Damsel arise, damsel arise, damsel arise. Speak your walk through your house, speak life into your home. You got unsaved husband, you got unsaved children, you got unsaved wife, you got unsaved parents. You going on a job full of unsaved people. Talitha Kume, walk around now. Talitha Kume, they might make you crazy. Overthrow and speaking another language. Yes, Talitha Kume, they don't know what you're saying, but the Spirit of God knows. It's foolishness to the world. Glory to God, but God moves. Glory to God in your faith. And it'll help strengthen you. Praise God. Amen. Jesus never missed a beat. Glory to God. Amen. He was there on time. Glory to God. Amen. Everything he did, glory to God. Amen, was by the power of God. Amen. He said, the work that I do is not my own. Amen. But I came to do the work of the Father that sent me. Glory to God. You mad at somebody, get mad at God. And your arm's too short to box with God. Hallelujah. I'm going to cast out devils. That's what he told me to do. I'm going to heal the sick. That's what he told me. I'm going to open blind eyes. I'm going to preach the gospel in season and out of season, whether you like it or whether you're here, whether you're forbearing, because guess what? A lot of people ain't going to want to hear it, but tell it anyhow. We have to sing that. I'm not going to preach, glory to God, because don't nobody want to hear nothing I say. I've been telling people, and they don't want to hear me. They don't think I know what I'm talking about. That's selfishness, glory to God. And guess what? It ain't nothing but pride, glory to God. Amen. And when you got pride, you need to get rid of that pride, because they will always hear you. They will always hear what you say. You got to give them the word, whether they like it or not. You got to give them the word, because God said it, and that settles it. Glory to God. Amen. The word is arise. Dead situation. Wake up. I'm walking in death. But when you cross over from sin, glory to God, into salvation, everything about you came to life. When your situation is dead, that means you don't step back into sin. That means you got to step out of that mess. Glory to God, amen, because it ain't going to be but what you look, but it looks like. Stop looking for it to look like what you want it to look like. It ain't going to be red because you think it should be red. Glory to God. It ain't going to be blue because you think it's supposed to be blue. If God said it, it's going to happen, and that settles it. You already came to him. You're a child of the living God. Get up and give him praise and give him glory and thank him for the victory in that situation, because he said that I came today to have life and that have it more abundantly. And abundant living is not fear. It's not fear. Abundant living is not being afraid. It's not losing all the battles. Abundant living is walking in victory and in strength in God. Not in your own power, not in your own might, but in the power of the living God. Realizing that I can't do it, but the word says. Yeah, but what are you going but the word says? But yeah, but you can't but the word God says. And glory to God, I'm going to believe God's word. If you don't believe nothing, you got to believe the word of God. The Bible says, I have said, who has believed our report? I will believe the report of the Lord. That's easy to give the Lord praise. Come on, have something to give the Lord praise.
Hallelujah.
He's worthy.
Glory to God. Amen. You need to come and let us pray. Glory to God over you. Glory to God. Amen. A covering. Praise God. Amen. Because you need the Lord. If you never needed him, you need him now. The word came forth this morning through Dr. Marion, Minister Marion. The vision that God has given him concerning this earth. And we think, we take things too lightly. And oh, ain't nothing going to happen. That's foolishness. Y'all ain't reading the newspaper or looking on television. That's the news. You think we are immune to what's going on over in the East?
Right.
You think that stock thing on its way over here?
Right.
God sends a warning. Thank you, Chapman. Before destruction.
Amen.
We done had a free for all the local us.
Yep.
Not for the sense of God to get on your knees.
Yeah.
In sincerity. To serve God with all diligence. Let them find you in God. Let them find you in the Lord. Because the time is going to come, glory to God, amen, when you won't be able to pick your Bible up.
Amen.
Amen. You'll probably be going on to be with the Lord. But that day is soon to come, sooner than you think. To Luther, to be this man. If there's a dead situation in your life and you need to speak to it, I want you to come. Your relationship with God is dead and you need a stirring or a refreshing. I want you to come so that we can pray with you. I need
living water, saith the Lord.
the living God. Please come out of the bush. Glory God, I bet that is firm. What is going? Don't worry about it. Get it in the bush. Shut down out of the bush. Somebody bless God. Go to praise it. Go to praise it.
Your glory, and for that we give you thanks. Somebody clap your hands and say,
Blessed in the fruit of your body, in Jesus' name.